We don't choose elder care. Elder care chooses us. This profound insight opens Joy Loverdy's comprehensive guide to navigating the complex journey of caring for aging loved ones. The book has resonated with millions of caregivers since its publication, even catching the attention of celebrities like Oprah Winfrey, who featured Loverdy's expertise on her show. In a culture that often overlooks the challenges of aging, the Complete Elder Care Planner has become a lifeline for those suddenly thrust into caregiving roles, offering both practical strategies and emotional wisdom for what many describe as life's most challenging responsibility. The journey of elder care begins with a simple truth. Most of us are woefully unprepared for its complex challenges. While we plan meticulously for careers, marriages, and children, caring for aging loved ones, a natural, predictable part of life, often catches us completely off guard. Each caregiving situation is unique, involving simultaneous physical, emotional, and financial issues that can overwhelm even the most organized individuals. From managing medical appointments to navigating insurance claims to coordinating in-home care, the responsibilities can quickly become all-consuming. Historical family decision-making patterns rarely apply in today's elder care scenarios. The question of who's in charge becomes increasingly uncertain as roles shift. Traditional hierarchies may dissolve as geographic distance, work commitments, and varying levels of capability influence who can provide care. Parents who once cared for us now require our assistance, creating emotional upheavals that demand conscious management of our attitudes and decisions. This role reversal often triggers complex feelings of grief, anxiety, and sometimes resentment that must be acknowledged and processed. Planning becomes essential. Experts unanimously recommend writing everything down, from daily medication schedules to emergency contacts to financial power of attorney arrangements. Communication must replace assumptions, with caregivers approaching problems armed with facts rather than emotions. Regular family meetings, whether in person or virtual, help ensure everyone stays informed and aligned. Keeping expectations realistic requires asking fundamental questions. What can happen? What can my elder do? How can family help? What local resources are available? What financial resources can we access? The consequences of avoiding planning are far worse than facing the fears associated with getting started. Six basic planning principles provide a foundation. Set clear goals with measurable outcomes. Create robust support systems, including both family and professional resources. Document everything from medical histories to daily care routines. Organize information in accessible systems, both digital and physical. Allow sufficient time for researching options and services. And investigate all potential costs, including hidden expenses like home modifications or specialized equipment. Be prepared for bureaucratic challenges when gathering information and arranging services. Always get names and contact information, take detailed notes during calls, confirm appointments in advance, and continuously evaluate service quality. Consider creating a dedicated email address for elder care communications to keep information organized. This planner isn't meant to be read passively. It's designed as an active tool for busy people juggling multiple commitments. Use the spaces provided for recording information, download customizable forms from the website, and store documents electronically or in clearly labeled files. Develop both short-term and long-term care plans, understanding that needs will evolve over time. Complete the Elder Emergency Information Chart immediately for peace of mind during emergencies, including not just basic medical information, but also preferences, routines, and comfort measures. The comprehensive approach helps prioritize pressing issues when emotions might otherwise undermine your ability to act effectively, ensuring that care decisions align with both the elder's wishes and the family's capabilities. Recognizing when an elder needs help requires careful observation rather than relying on age alone. While occasional forgetfulness happens to everyone, patterns of neglect may indicate serious problems. Key warning signs include difficulty with basic tasks like chewing or taking medications, declining hygiene, neglected responsibilities like unpaid bills, health changes like weight fluctuations or excessive napping, social isolation, and significant attitude changes, including depression or paranoia. Early intervention often prevents crisis situations, so documenting these changes over time helps establish patterns that healthcare providers can evaluate. Families often mistake early dementia signs as normal aging, potentially delaying crucial medical intervention. The Alzheimer's Association identifies 10 warning signs: memory loss beyond normal forgetfulness, like repeatedly asking the same questions, difficulty with familiar tasks, struggling with routine cooking, language problems, forgetting basic words, disorientation, getting lost in familiar places, poor judgment, wearing winter clothes in summer, abstract thinking issues, inability to manage finances, misplacing things in unusual places, finding keys in refrigerator, mood swings, rapid emotional changes, personality changes, becoming unusually suspicious, and loss of initiative, abandoning longtime hobbies. Importantly, many treatable conditions can mimic dementia symptoms, including medication interactions, dehydration, depression, and sensory impairments. A thorough medical evaluation should always be the first step. When elder care issues demand immediate attention, initiating sensitive conversations becomes essential but challenging. Without effective communication strategies, elders will likely dismiss concerns with "everything is fine" when it's not. Successful approaches often involve choosing the right time and place, using I statements to express concern, and involving trusted family members or healthcare providers in the discussion. The American family has evolved dramatically, with longer lifespans creating more adult family members than children. Busy dual-career couples spend most time at work, while physical distance often separates family members by hundreds of miles. Modern elder care often requires creative solutions, like remote monitoring technology, meal delivery services, and professional care coordination. Expanding your definition of elder care beyond rigid beliefs about who provides care becomes essential. Making unrealistic statements like, "My mother will never go to a nursing home," while refusing help will inevitably lead to caregiver burnout and compromised care quality. Creating a comprehensive support network begins with identifying specific levels of care required, both short and long term. Your task list should include homemaker services, household maintenance, cleaning, shopping, cooking, personal care, bathing, dressing, feeding, home health care, nursing, medications management, therapy, and quality of life activities, companionship, social activities, spiritual support. Be honest about what you can realistically handle, considering your own health, work commitments, and family obligations. Your informal support network, family, friends, and volunteers, may provide more reliable and affordable help than paid providers. Create a comprehensive contact list with names, addresses, phone numbers, and email addresses of potential helpers. Include specific skills or availability of each contact. For instance, a neighbor who can check in daily, or a friend willing to provide transportation to medical appointments. When siblings are involved, communicate needs regularly through scheduled family meetings or shared online calendars, and consider requesting financial contributions if hands-on help isn't possible. Remember to document all care arrangements and maintain open communication channels with healthcare providers. When becoming a family caregiver, you'll be pulled in countless directions between family relationships, job responsibilities, and the person relying on your assistance. The first priority must be safeguarding your own physical and emotional well-being. Many caregivers see themselves only as extensions of the person they're caring for, failing to practice self-care. This leads to caregiver depression, one of today's silent health crises, and workplace issues including tardiness and absenteeism. The Caregiver Burnout Checklist helps monitor stress levels through questions about resentment, anger, satisfaction, feelings of being trapped, guilt, and inadequacy. It also examines behavioral indicators like overeating, substance abuse, lack of exercise, frequent crying, financial strain, work performance issues, and physical symptoms including sleep deprivation and chronic health problems. While feeling needed is positive, shouldering too much responsibility creates problems. Excessive assistance and attention harm both caregiver and care receiver. Though caregivers may feel compelled to become overly involved in their elders' lives, this approach ultimately erodes the elders' dignity and competence. The key to averting burnout is distinguishing between nice-to-do versus have-to-do tasks, especially when elders can safely perform daily activities themselves. Caregivers need to ask for and accept help, even when capable of handling tasks alone. Both caregivers and elders need breathing room from each other. Potential support networks include family members, though professional mediation may be needed, friends and neighbors, employers, personal assistants, support groups, both in person and online, and illness-specific associations. Anger can cost caregivers their relationships, jobs, and self-respect. In caregiving, anger often feels like a daily experience, whether directed at medical professionals, family members, or the elders' behaviors. Suppressed anger is particularly destructive, building until it explodes, potentially resulting in elder abuse or worse. Anger management clinics provide emotional first aid and teach coping strategies, including using anger constructively, facing fears about being angry, ending victim mentality, and recognizing when anger is justified. When elder care situations become unbearable, spiritual practices can provide relief. Options include prayer, meditation, making time for joyful activities, listening to music, walking labyrinths, seeking spiritual counseling, journaling, enjoying nature, visiting spiritual places, and engaging in mindful movement practices like Tai Chi or yoga. Spiritual practices only become effective when they become habits, strengthening whatever we want to improve in life. Initiating elder care conversations is challenging but essential. Proactive discussions before crises occur can strengthen family ties and prevent emergencies. Effective communication requires empathy, respect for autonomy, and recognition that aging brings significant losses of independence. The goal is to establish trust by listening more than speaking and focusing on elders' abilities rather than limitations. Older adults worry about six key issues: running out of money, lacking purpose, loneliness, elder abuse, becoming a burden with chronic illness, and losing their home. People fundamentally want control over their lives. Understanding that aging brings various losses helps caregivers communicate more effectively. When elders lose abilities but refuse help, denial and resistance become communication challenges. Parent-child discussions about elder care involve fundamentally different perspectives. Adult children often react to signs of aging with fear about mortality, wanting to protect parents. Meanwhile, parents strive to avoid being burdens, sometimes refusing necessary help to maintain independence. The solution is partnering rather than parenting, creating mutually responsible relationships that respect parents' decision-making abilities while encouraging appropriate assistance. Elders often drop hints about problems rather than directly asking for help. Caregivers should seize the moment by responding to these hints with questions rather than statements. Natural family situations like deaths or illnesses provide opportunities to discuss planning. Other approaches include planting seeds by sharing relevant articles, asking for advice to make elders feel valued, asking specific questions beyond "how are you" to uncover potential issues. Communication should keep elders involved in their own decisions and accountable for their actions. Timing is critical. Avoid conversations when overtired or during family gatherings. Consider whether to approach parents together or separately and whether they're morning or night people. Maintain control of when and where you talk, postponing if timing isn't right. Ease into difficult conversations gradually with gentle opening lines. When elders do open up, practice active listening with patience and silence. Ask specific questions rather than giving unsolicited advice, which can make elders defensive. Resistance in elder pair conversations often has deeper causes than apparent stubbornness. Elders may be uncooperative because they're afraid, don't trust you, are trying to restore their sense of power in the family, are stalling on difficult decisions, or using conflict as an attention-getting device. People respond better when constantly reassured they remain in control of their own lives. Emergency preparedness is crucial for elder care planning, as inaccessibility unnecessarily complicates the caregiving process. When emergencies arise, immediate access to elders and their information can mean the difference between life and death. Studies show people are more likely to return to independent living after a fall if help arrives quickly. Complete the Elder Emergency Information Chart or photocopy your elder's address book if time is limited. Obtain copies of their community telephone directories, especially if they live outside your 911 range. Know the direct numbers for police and fire departments. Keep emergency contact information updated and accessible. Download it to a flash drive on your keychain, post it near telephones and refrigerators, distribute copies to family and trusted friends, and keep copies at work. Duplicate plastic access cards, know locations of electronic door openers, write down lock combinations, and learn access codes to computers and answering devices. For financial access, arrange power of attorney at your elder's bank using their specific forms, or set up a second signature on accounts. Duplicate and label keys for distribution to family, trusted friends, and neighbors. Nearly 3 out of 4 American consumers don't always take prescription medicines as directed, with elders often under the care of multiple doctors prescribing different medications. Dangerous interactions can occur without proper cross-referencing. Get involved and ensure healthcare providers know you're monitoring medical treatments and medications. Intervention saves lives, especially when elders can't or won't provide satisfactory answers about their medications. Older patients seeing multiple doctors may not inform each other about drugs prescribed by others. To prevent dangerous drug combinations, have your elder inform each prescriber about all medications they take, including over-the-counter drugs and supplements. Try the brown bag method. Gather all medications and supplements in a bag and take them to medical appointments for assessment. Fill all prescriptions at one pharmacy to track potential interactions by computer. Hospitalization creates a disorienting experience for families unfamiliar with healthcare settings. The trauma affects everyone involved, requiring specific planning, organization, and communication skills to navigate effectively. Organization becomes life-saving when an elder is hospitalized. Create a dedicated file or binder for all medical paperwork and carry it everywhere. Save receipts for potential reimbursements. Keep writing materials handy to document instructions with dates. Gather essential legal documents, including insurance proof, living will, powers of attorney, and DNR orders. Financial considerations in elder care are significant and often unexpected, frequently catching families off guard with their scope and complexity. Caregivers may face substantial costs for an elder's daily needs, including specialized dietary requirements, accessible transportation services, multiple prescription medications, housing modifications, and ongoing maintenance. Medicare and Medicaid limitations compound these challenges significantly, with Medicare not covering assisted living or long-term care facilities, and Medicaid only becoming available after an individual's assets are reduced to near poverty levels, typically below $2,000 in most states. The financial burden of elder care extends far beyond direct medical expenses. Long-distance caregiving adds considerable travel and lodging costs, often requiring multiple trips per year at $500 to $1,000 each. Employed caregivers face lost wages from reduced hours, averaging $11,000 annually in lost income, with some facing compounded losses from taking family leave or early retirement. Neither Social Security nor private retirement programs grant credit for caregiving years when calculating benefits, creating long-term financial consequences that can amount to hundreds of thousands in lost retirement savings for caregivers who step away from careers. Before assuming financial caregiving responsibilities, protect yourself through comprehensive planning. This includes consulting a certified financial planner with gerontology certification, updating your own estate plans, including power of attorney documents, purchasing long-term care insurance while rates are lower, maximizing workplace 401k contributions to build a safety net, exploring FMLA and paid family leave options, and investigating tax-advantaged dependent care FSAs, which can provide up to $5,000 in annual tax savings. Money issues frequently fracture family relationships during elder care situations. Previously close relatives can become bitterly divided over spending decisions, such as whether to keep or sell the family home, how to divide payment responsibilities among siblings, and determining who might quit their job to provide care. Financial disagreements often escalate into legal battles, with nearly 40% of families reporting severe conflicts over elder care finances. Understanding government program limitations is crucial. Medicare, despite being health insurance for those over 65, provides only limited assistance for the first 100 days of skilled nursing care and virtually no coverage for extended long-term care, especially for progressive conditions like dementia or Parkinson's. Medicaid serves the financially needy, but its reimbursement rates average 70% of private pay rates, limiting facility choices. Out-of-pocket expenses, including prescriptions, $300 to $400 monthly, copayments, and non-healthcare services like housekeeping, $20 to $30 an hour, can quickly deplete savings of $50,000 to $100,000 annually. As a caregiver, maximize available tax benefits through careful documentation. The adult dependent tax exemption requires proving you provide more than 50% of support costs. Keep detailed receipts for all elder care expenses, including medical treatments, dental care, home modifications, grab bars, ramps, stair lifts, transportation to appointments, long-term care insurance premiums, prescription drugs, medical equipment, in-home assistance, nursing home expenses, and telemedicine services. These costs may qualify for medical expense deductions exceeding 7.5% of adjusted gross income. Consider employment impacts carefully before reducing work commitments. While staying closer to home has caregiving advantages, the financial impact often exceeds immediate income loss. Calculate potential reductions in Social Security benefits, pension accrual, and health insurance coverage. Before making this decision, consult with financial advisors about preserving benefits, understanding COBRA health insurance costs, $600 to $700 monthly, maximizing family leave policies, exploring flex time options, maintaining job security, protecting retirement plans, and developing skills needed for workforce reentry, which takes an average of 2 years for former caregivers. Few experiences are more devastating for older people than having to move out of their home. Most elders want to remain in their homes as long as possible, but physical limitations, memory problems, and inability to drive can cut that dream short. The housing issue causes tremendous anxiety for family caregivers who witness elders refusing to move despite obstacles, living in isolation, or struggling when sick. Housing decisions don't always follow reasonable logic because our identities are tied to our homes and possessions. Moving means saying goodbye to memories, routines, and neighbors. As health declines, being near family becomes increasingly important for elders seeking security. Studies show that while many adult children discussed independent living with aging parents, less than half of parents have begun planning for potential assistance needs. The ideal place for older adults may change over time. While staying in one's home is often most desirable, it may not be the final residence. Housing decisions depend on income, location, health, safety, available help, transportation, and personal preferences. Physical or mental impairments typically start the moving conversation. Simple home modifications can create safer, more senior-friendly spaces while reducing caregiving demands. The bathroom is typically the most problematic room, while lifting, transferring, and bathing are the top physical burdens for caregivers. Start by taking a walking tour of the house with your elder, experiencing the space from their perspective, especially if they use mobility aids. Finding suitable housing and care requires thorough research, whether your elder is healthy or managing chronic illness. When researching facilities, make initial calls to inquire about care levels and wait lists, check for complaints with regulatory agencies, and visit unannounced at different times. During visits, verify accreditation, licensing, inspection reports, financial stability, and written policies on care levels, staff qualifications, medication management, and resident rights. The growing older adult population is driving revolutionary changes in senior care approaches. Resident-centered living programs combat common issues of loneliness, helplessness, ageism, and boredom in adult housing by treating each resident as unique and preserving their independence and dignity. When exploring senior communities, ask about specialized programs like Masterpiece Living and Eden Alternative that enhance quality of life for residents, families, employees, and the broader community. Death and dying represents a profound stage in caregiving where loved ones begin the process of letting go. When someone begins the dying process, they may separate themselves from people and objects with memories as they prepare for a peaceful death. While intellectually we know caregiving ends with death, emotionally we're rarely prepared. The dying process is unique to each person, taking anywhere from years to minutes, and only about 25% of Americans die at home despite 70% wishing to. When elders make statements referencing their own mortality or offer keepsakes, these provide windows of opportunity to acknowledge what's important to them. Some people seem able to time their deaths around important events like anniversaries or family gatherings. Signs of withdrawal, reduced interaction, increased sleep, decreased appetite, short temper, often indicate they're beginning an inward journey. The dying want their lives validated and don't want to die alone. The greatest gift is journeying with them unafraid. Seek help from clergy, social workers, or hospice nurses who can guide your interactions. Whether to mask grief or show emotions depends on the situation. Some experts recommend honestly acknowledging your sorrow, while others suggest following the dying person's lead. The unmistakable message from a dying person is, "Don't abandon me." Let them know you'll be with them until the end. When there's no cure, the best medicine is presence, comfort, and dignity. Simple activities like sitting together, discussing current events, or reminiscing create meaningful connections. Your presence alone is valuable, and silence is okay. These moments offer opportunities to exchange words of love, thanks, and reassurance. Let them know you'll be all right after they're gone, and give them the chance to say goodbye to you. When there's no cure, the best medicine is presence, comfort, and dignity. Simple activities like sitting together, discussing current events, or reminiscing create meaningful connections. Your presence alone is valuable, and silence is okay. These moments offer opportunities to exchange words of love, thanks, and reassurance. Let them know you'll be all right after they're gone, and give them the chance to say goodbye to you. Allow the dying their choices, however small, so they can count themselves among the living. Create a warm, supportive atmosphere with soft lighting, soothing music, and physical presence. Even if comatose, speak as though they can hear you. When discussing funeral plans, leave the room. Maintain their dignity by keeping them clean, comfortable, and free from pain. When you ask how to make them more comfortable, you affirm their humanity. When the dying cling to life beyond medical possibility, offering permission to let go becomes the ultimate unselfish gift. They may be sustaining life until assured their loved ones will be okay. Release them with words like, "Don't worry about Sally, we promise to watch over her. I will be fine, Mom." Or, "Dad, if you don't want to be here anymore, you can go now. It's okay."